Blog Talk Radio.
Get up!
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. It is the rhythm and the praise of God's people lifting up holy hands and acknowledging him as the only true living creator God. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God, the great I Am, the Yahweh God of the Bible, Elohim. We give you praise, dear God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior. Words can never fully express the gratitude that we have for his sacrifice in his life for ours. Our Lord Jesus the Christ, right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful gift of eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings to you, beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire the gospel experience. Will light ignite and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual supplement, as well as your intuitive biblical thirst, hunger, and desire from the book of Matthew, Chapter 2, verse 12, where we read the Magi of the East have journeyed far following a great star. These were men of knowledge, astronomy, science, and philosophy, who were following truth told many years before. They were in search of the King of the Jews, the one who would one day come to astonishing life accomplishments like no one else. But there is adversary also from the present King Herod, who wants to abolish this Christ child. These wise men are guided by God to follow him, follow God, and go a different way from the king and also from the world at large. The wise men saw a dream, and they knew it was God, and they decided to go a different way from the king's instructions. Now, we Christians should do the very same as we live our lives in our lifetime. We're going to be talking about a different way from Matthew 2 and 12. And I know Christmas has already passed, but for us believers, yes, we celebrate Christ every day, every Sunday, all the time. So we're going to just extend this Christmas holiday a little bit more. And I'm happy to be back. You all know I had to take a little break and a hiatus, prayerfully deciding what it would be that God would have me to do. So I have a ton of Christmas music that we're still going to celebrate as if it was the Christmas holiday again today. Amen. Listen, my special guest is here, a returning young man who loves God so much he's dedicated his life and his career, his calling and his music ministry for singing anointed gospel music. Man of God, Reggie Campbell is back with us, y'all. And he's going to share his testimony, and we have enough of his music. We're going to have like a mini Reggie Campbell concert, gospel concert right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. I want you to go ahead and call your family members. I want you to call a friend, a coworker, anybody that God is putting in your spirit right now. Let them know that, yes, Brother Ron is back. He's back on the internet radio giving God his just due praise. Yes, indeed. And also encouraging you to live your best blessed life in God. Amen. We thank you, Holy Spirit God, for covering us, for keeping us. And most of all, right now, we thank you for leading and guiding us in our lives now and always. And thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified fire, fire, fire. Yes. Have your way, Holy Spirit God.
Enter into his Your love, your mercy, and your grace. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Your mercy, and your grace. We enter into your presence, my God, Lord, have mercy. We are just entering into the presence of God once again here on this Fire Gospel Experience, celebrating the birth, the life, the resurrection, the ascension, the intercession of our Messiah, King, Savior, the Lord Jesus. Right here, we're extending this Christmas celebration. Because in the Old Testament, there were festivals that lasted for weeks and days on end. So we're not just going to limit our Christmas celebration just to December 25th. We're just going to just continue to let that spirit of celebration of our Savior coming into the world, to come into our lives and save us from ourselves, save us from our sin. My special guest is here, and he has brought us into the presence of God with that wonderful, wonderful song. Man of God that is now residing in Phoenix, Arizona, originally from Tyler, Texas. This man of God has been blessed to do so many things. He has been awarded on so many different occasions, so many different gatherings of the people of God, the musicians, as well as the vocalists of God together. And it is our pleasure to have returning to this Fire Gospel Experience platform the man of God for the hour, none other than man of God, Reggie Campbell, gospel extraordinaire on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. Amen. Welcome, 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 my dear brother Reggie Campbell, to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Ron, for having me on the broadcast today. I'm so excited and so grateful to what God has been doing in my life. You know, there's been so much that's been going on for so many people in the last few years for all of us. We've had a great loss. So right now it's a great time to talk about Christmas and the meaning of Christmas and the celebration of the time that we have to be able to celebrate Jesus Christ every single day and not just one time of year. But many people are experienced so many losses. So during this time, it's very difficult sometimes to really focus and really understand that Jesus is the reason for the season, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you've been through. But know that you're still here because God still has need and he still has use of you. And so I just want to encourage the listeners today. I've had a great loss as well. I lost my wife some years ago, and I had to raise my children. And there was many times that I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. But I believed and trust and kept the faith in Christ. And so I have a reason to celebrate each and every day, not just one day a year, but every single day that I awaken up, I'm able to give God the praise. And so that song talked about enter in into his presence. And that's what we have to do each and every day, is just stay connected with him no matter what you're going through, no matter how the trials and the tribulation come, but just stay connected to God, and he will lead you and guide you, and he will give you peace that passes all understanding. When you can't understand God, why am I going through this, and what is happening in my life and in this world, just know that he's the author and the finisher of your faith. Just connect yourself to God and say, God, on this day, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to say? What would you have me to be? And when he began to lead you and guide you, he would bring you into the knowledge and wisdom of really why are you here? Because there's somebody that you need to connect to. There's somebody you need to speak to. There's someone you need to talk to. There's someone you need to encourage. So I just didn't go through what I went through just for Reggie, but I went through just for the person that's listening right now to know that God will bring you out. He will bring you out of every situation that you're going through. I'm a living witness to that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, listeners. What y'all just heard is a brother that just instantaneously was filled with inspiration because, see, we just got through talking before we went live. And this good brother, I told him he had a freedom to just go ahead and express himself as Holy Spirit leads and guides him. And what you all just witnessed was a brother that was instantaneously filled with a present, ready word right there, right there. Now, Brother Reggie, let's go back to this Christmas holiday. One thing that I've noticed around this time of year, starting around Thanksgiving, man, I can be at a store, I can be at a job, and I can sense that people are just a little bit more friendly. I can feel a sense of openness that I normally don't feel. And it's not my imagination, because I use spiritual discernment. But the point that I'm making is that around this time of year, people know Christmas time to be what is known in their minds as the season for giving. That means be a little bit more warm, be a little bit more friendly. But then by the January the 2nd or 3rd, you can see that that has evaporated. And we've just gone back to ourselves. Our walls have gone back up, and we keep our social distancing. Just like that temporary feeling of kindness has evaporated and left the premises. But what we are saying is, in the truth of what Christmas is, it's about a person that is God, that was God, that came into our world through the birth of a baby who is Jesus the Christ, which means that what the world tries to utilize temporarily for a week or two, we have this supernaturally instilled in us every day of our lives, just like you talked about.
That's right.
You said you went through things.
Right.
Yeah, you went through things where you ran out of human strength. You ran out of willpower.
Yes.
You went of intuitiveness, but yet and still, there was another presence inside of you that you knew did not come from yourself, but was actually the relationship that we have from having Holy Spirit God living inside of us. Talk about that, good brother.
Yes, and that's the walk that we have. That's the God that we know. That's the God we serve. You know, he's always there no matter what it is that you're dealing with or going through. And we just have to know how to have ourselves in a place to hear him and to follow him under his leadership. And, you know, position yourself in your mind subject to hearing him. And that's what we have to do this year round, not just one time of year. But, you know, the happiness you talked about people are having. You know, I have that joy every day because the joy of the Lord
every
is my
day.
Strength. And we have to have that. We have to have that every day. We have to have on that whole armor of God, that helmet of salvation, that we can stand against whatever is coming at us that day and know that he's already made us victorious over every situation in our life. We just have to believe that and know that however he says and whatever he does, it is well with our soul.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. One thing, too, Brother Reggie, is that there is such a focus on supplying all of our flesh natural desires that many people overlook the need to satisfy the spiritual part of who we are, that inner person that we are beneath these flesh bodies that everybody sees. And so, consequently, a lot of people, they spend so much of their time and energy satisfying, trying to satisfy what's on the exterior, what's on the outside of them, and yet they're still starving on the inside. And so we Christians, what we do is we ask God, we study, we read the Bible, we pray, we receive the preached word, we fellowship with one another to encourage each other so that our inner being, our souls will shine, as the scripture tells us, as lights to the world. What can we do consistently, Brother Reggie, as we walk the walk and come into contact with people that just don't believe in Christ? Is there one particular process or lesson that you've learned that has helped you to maintain your stability in Christ and not compromise by trying to please the world or give in to fake friends?
You know, there's a song that just came to my mind. Is, you know, since we're talking about music and the word, and the song says, draw me nearer, God, to you. And when we're able to draw ourselves and our mind nearer to God, then we're able to help other people and be a light and a blessing to other people. And they can see that light. you know, I go places and people, I don't walk around and say I'm minister this, I'm this. I don't say anything. I just let my light so shine that men may see the work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So sometimes it's not even the things that you speak. It's just the way that you live and the way people, when they're around you, they may do things.
Yeah.
They may not do things that they normally do because they're aware of the presence of God. Well, you haven't had to say too many words, but they know. They know. So be a light. Be a light.
Mm.
And the ones that have not found Christ, you know, just ask them into your life. Ask them to be the Lord of your life. And you know, a lot of people at this time and all times, they don't have the, you talked about peace. They have to have the peace, but the peace comes from within. The peace comes from within. I'm saying it is well within my heart. It's well within my soul. It's well within my body. It's well within everything. Whatever God says, know that he's leading and guiding. He's protecting you. That's a big word right there. Protection. You know, in this world we're living in right now, we need God's protection no matter what. We walk out our front door, get in our car. We never know what's around the corner, what's down the street. But we know that if God is with us, and he said, if I be for you, then who in the world can be against you? And so we have have the God's peace. We have to have God's power. We have to get power, and we have to have God's protection. So, amen.
I love what you said, good brother, about sometimes we don't always have to run around and try to quote scriptures. And what Holy Spirit God just told me is that when we're not speaking, let our life speak. Because there's a thing called nonverbal communication. You can read a person just by looking at their mannerisms. And you best believe, listeners, that the world, those unsaved people, or those people that are close to making the decision are watching every move that we make. We may not think so, but I promise you, they are trying to read our nonverbal communication. Because I promise you, the first time they slip, the first time that we make a mistake, they're going to say, I thought you was a Christian. Mm. If they don't say it out loud, they're going to say it to themselves. And then, look, we do slip. Yes, we do make mistakes. So that people won't get the idea that once you accept Jesus Christ, it's going to be like Tiny Tim said, tiptoe through the tulips. That it's going to be just, everything's going to come up rosy, and that's not going to be the case. We will be tested. Your faith will be tested. But know this, that you are more than a conqueror already, because it's not about what we can accomplish. It's about what God is accomplishing with us, through us, and for us. And like man of God, Reggie Campbell, and this special woman of God, Lemmy Battles, is going to let you know, oh, yeah, you ain't got to worry, because it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Yeah. I'm so glad trouble don't last always. We've been making do for night, but joy cometh in the morning light. If you have faith, trust and believe, his hands of protection you shall receive.
It's gonna be alright.
God is there. Somebody say yes.
Yes.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience. We are your evangelistic internet radio program that is reaching the masses for our God and for our Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it. Yes, indeed. Man of God, you had the Holy Ghost privilege of singing that song, It's Going to Be All Right, with the gospel icon.
Yeah.
Woman of God, Lemmy Battles. My God, my God. I think you got happy up in the studio when y'all was on that one, good brother. I just felt the joy of the Lord flowing all off of y'all. And when we're talking about it's going to be, Brother Reggie, when we talk about it's going to be all right, there are just some things that we have to have established. We don't just cross our fingers and say, oh, it's going to be all right. I understand that it takes prayer. Believing and trusting, when I make my submissions known to God through prayer, that God does hear me. But the other part of that equation is prayer and patience. Because, you know, sometimes, man, holding on to waiting for God to come through with some resolution to put an end to this thing, to intercede on our behalf, sometimes is the hardest part. How can we trust and believe that it's going to be all right? We've already prayed, but how do we continue to develop the patience that is needed to wait on God to come through?
That particular song that I wrote, that song during the pandemic time. When I got done with it, it's my first traditional gospel song. I'm kind of known for my worship of soulful sound, but this is the first traditional song that I wrote, and God told me to write this song. He allowed me to write this song and to let the people, some message in it, to let people know, I know you're suffering, I know you're going through some loss, I know you're going through this and that, but if you just hold on and keep the faith, that it's going to be all right. And I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's always not how it seems. It's not even how you feel. It's what you know. So it comes through a knowing in your spirit that you know that God is all those things that He said He was and that He would be to you. So it comes through that relationship that you know and trusting and Him that it's going to work out. Many have fallen, even through the pandemic. We all lost so much and so many family members and people that we know. And that's what the Lord was saying about it. He said, but those that remain, I have a work. Those that are listening, even on this day and listening to what we're talking about right now, know that God has a plan. He has a purpose for your life. And it's just not by not. It's just by now by his mercy that you're not consumed. It's just by God's grace. There's something else that He has for you to do and someone else that He has for you to speak to and minister to. But He wants to let you know that I know you've been through that. I know you're going through that. But just hold on to me. Trust and believe that it's going to be all right.
Amen. Amen. I know one thing for sure, my dear brother, that many of us maybe take on weights too much on our own. God wants us to have enough faith in Him, but also in the brothers and sisters around us. We have to have faith in them that we can go to them and help unburden some of these things that are weighing us down. We have got to not let the devil put a spirit of fear in us to go to our brother thinking that if I say something, they're going to think I'm less than the Christian that they believe I am, or they may take my stuff and run with it and go tell it and embarrass me and shame me in front of all other people. But no, don't let God put you in a box of fear and hesitation and take on more than is required by ourselves. That's the one thing that I've had to learn, Brother Reggie, is that I don't need to hold all this stuff in by myself. I got to find somebody at my church, at my job, a believer somewhere, and say, you know what, I need to pour this up out of me. And that's the other thing I learned, Brother Reggie. I had to go to God and say, God, I don't like this. I had to tell God in a moment of temptation, God, help me, please, because there's something inside of me that wants to go the other way, God. And see, what that does is that separates us from those thoughts and from that temptation by speaking it out loud. And, you know, there's power in speaking. God created through the word. And on our level of belief, we have to watch what we say. The Bible says that there is power in the tongue. We just don't know how to always use it in the right way, Brother Reggie.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So listen, man of God, you have this new project that I'm just dying to play. I played it on a previous broadcast, and I want my listeners to be blessed by it now. Tell us about In My Arms.
In My Arms is just I call it a love ballad. It's just talking about your relationship with God and what you know, Lord, I know I'm sorry I didn't spend time with you, but what I need most of all, I didn't take time to you, and I know I need you, but just knowing that I'm in your arms, you know, it's just a love ballad of you and God. You know, there's sometimes that we're just, like we talked about, being a Christian doesn't mean that you're perfect. It means that you're being processed.
That's right.
For God's glory and God's use. So it's sometimes we may fall short of this or that and the other, but when we have a heart connected with Him, we know that we're in His arms. So it's just really a love ballad, just a beautiful song. And this song actually was written. This is one of the very few songs that wasn't written by myself. It was written by Cheryl Lombard, Fresh Fire Records and Publishing. I'm on her record label, and she wrote the song some years ago, actually, and we just brought it back, and we just felt it was time for people to know that God has you regardless of what you're going through and where you're at, and that you're in His arms. And so it's just a beautiful ballad there.
It is indeed a beautiful ballad. And one of the things that I noticed is that you said that really struck me is you said it's a love ballad. And we men, sometimes we're guilty of withholding signs and words of affection because somewhere along the line we mistakenly believe it's not manly to express affection. That's why a lot of times you see the sisters falling out in church, praising God, running all over the church, throwing their hands up, crying. And if anything, we might be bobbing our head just a little bit because we have been deceived into believing that expressing certain emotions is not manly. But you know what? I promise you, go down far enough in life, get down to the bottom where the rubber meets the road and things just seem like it just, everywhere you turn, there's another challenge and another trial and another temptation. And you won't be so stuck on trying to maintain that male ego. You're going to throw your hands up. You're going to cry out loud and say, Lord God, just please, please, just take me in your arms, please.
Just another moment. Another day to face. I'm tired of feeling lonely. What I need is your embrace. Seems I'm always in a hurry. Please understand my friend. I love to spend some time with you, but I'm running late again. What I need most of all, I don't take time to do. Lord, though I'm busy still, I can hear these words from you. In my arms. another day is through. Lord, you know I'm sorry, I did spend time with you. I've been unfaithful, Lord, you know I've been untrue. Even when I fail, I can hear the words from you.
Mercy, that's what I'm talking about. That's a love ballad from a spiritual mindset.
Yeah.
Right there, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, that'll put you in a spirit of praise right there. You can just sit still on that one and just let Holy Spirit just fall all over you on a song like that, Brother Reggie. You showed out on that one. Thank you, man of God.
Thank you.
Listen, man of God, we appreciate the ministry that you have. I did want to maybe get your take on the biblical theme for this particular show, talking about Matthew 2 and 12, where the Magi men decided that they were not going to follow King Herod's instructions. They were looking for the Christ child to worship him. They brought their gifts, and he fronted like, well, you know, when you find him, come back and let me know so that I can go and worship him too. Which we all know that that was just a plot to find the Christ child, our Savior, and then murder him. But the Magi saw a dream, Brother Reggie, and they decided because, well, they knew God had supplied that great star that led them. So they had to know that this same God that provided the star spoke through the dream, and they decided to go a different way. And my thought behind that is, Brother Reggie, is that we Christians sometimes don't go the way that we should. But the Bible tells us that in every temptation, there is a way of escape. So my thought is that can we just embellish that word and say a word of encouragement as you feel led by Holy Spirit God on how when sometimes we can see confusion around us, there could be temptation around us, that we depend upon this new mind and this new heart that God said in his word. He promised that he would give us a new heart and a new mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, to help us go a different way. Can you share just briefly, just generally, some situations where you realize that, hey, I'm not going to do things the old Reggie Campbell way. I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to trust God to help and lead and guide me. I'm sure that there are some stories that you have had in the past, Brother Reggie, where you have identified, man, maybe right in the heat of battle, Well, you said, I hear you, Holy Spirit, God. I'm not going to act in my old foolish way. I'm going to act in the appropriate way that you lead and guide me. Before you leave us, can you share with us some encouragement about being different in God?
Yeah, man, that is, you know, there's so many stories that I could tell and so many circumstances and situations that I've had. But since we were talking about music, I'm going to even bring that into what we're talking about. There's, you know, even times with the music, God gave me music when I was a young boy, and I started playing, I started singing when I was 2 years old, and I started playing for my church choir. I play by ear, so I can't read a note, but whatever I hear, I can play. And so God had developed music in me from all of my life. And so in that process of, I was unable to pursue my music career because I was married, had little bitty kids, and their mother passed away, and then I'm left with the kids. Then I went through depression. I was diagnosed with cancer myself, and I had so many other things going on, and I had to have faith and trust in God. I remember being over in the hospital, because I was praying, and like the Lord said, I've healed you, and He said to praise and thank me. Well, I couldn't understand why God healed me, but I'm yet still going to the hospital, so I couldn't put it all together. So I'm getting at the hospital, and I'm saying, God, I'm here, but you said you healed me. He said, but it's something that you did not do that I told you to do. He said, I told you to praise and thank me. See, sometimes we have to admit it's about being obedient to what God will have you to do and what He wants you to do, and not what your flesh. Your flesh has said, oh, well, He says, that you healed. So you took that, but I didn't take the whole word. He said, I've already healed you, but praise, I want you to praise and thank me. So I had to follow those instructions. But the flesh says, oh, you healed. But I didn't follow the word. So I get over in the hospital, and they're running tests and come back and says, oh, well, we found this, we found that. And I'm still questioning God, saying, I'm still here. Why is, and then He said, but I told you to praise and thank me. So just in the midst of the hospital, I began, you guys can hear me all over the hospital, to praise and thank God right there. They came back 3 hours later, took some more tests, and they said, we don't understand. This particular test says you had this, but we're looking here right now, and it's saying this is not an issue anymore. We don't know what has happened.
It's gone.
We did the reading wrong. God just did what He said, what He promised me to do, but I had to be obedient to what He told me to do. And so we just have to follow God's leading and His direction to a T. It's not what our flesh wants to do, a portion of it, a part of it, a piece of it, a thought of it, it's the whole entire process that God wants you to go through and take.
Wow.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kind of reminds me of the man of God, Zechariah, who was the husband of Elizabeth, the father and mother of John the Baptist. When the angel told him, he said, look, you're going to have your prayers answered and receive a son. And he spoke with doubt. And I hear what you're saying. We have to take God blindly by faith, not letting our five senses get in the way of what our sixth sense, which is our faith, keep us from believing wholeheartedly what thus says the Lord. I hear you, good brother Rizzi. Amen. Your walking, talking miracle. Your life is a testimony. Your ministry is a healing balm, and you are a fruitful branch in the name of Jesus. I had a conversation a little while ago with a friend of mine. I said, when I come across people of God, I'm not going to just assume that there are people in their lives that are going to speak positivity in their life. I'm going to take it upon myself personally to speak into your life compliments, accomplishment, fruitfulness, so that you can maintain your faithfulness. Because guess what? I'm going to need somebody to come and speak that into my life. And I want to make sure that I'm connected to the person that can minister to me just like I'm ministering to them. Come on, man of God. I just said
Amen. Amen.
Man of God, how can my listeners continue to support you on social media? How can my listeners continue to follow you? And how can they download your music so that they can listen to all of your anointed gospel music at their own personal leisure?
Awesome. You can find my music on my website. It's ReggieCampbell.com. It's my website. FreshFireRecords.com is my website as well. I'm on Facebook, Reggie Campbell Music, Instagram, Reggie Campbell Music, Twitter, Reggie Campbell Music. You can find the music to download on, it's free on Pandora, Spotify, that you can find on Apple Music, on Amazon, on CD Baby, or any social media platforms. My music is available. Just hit click in Reggie Campbell and you can find the music. And thank you so much for your support and your prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Go ahead and pull something out your wallet. Go ahead and pull something out your heart. That means bless in a very substantial, realistic way. You know how people say, oh, I'm praying for you, and then walk
right
away. We don't know if they pray or not, but I've learned to pray in that moment. If I say I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to stop what I'm doing right there. And if I don't do nothing but say a short prayer to send that up to heaven on someone's behalf, I'm going to do that. And people know that every now and then I will reach into my wallet and make a donation, because I know from experience, Brother Reggie, it is more blessed to give, come on now, than it is to receive.
Yeah.
We all like to stick our hand out, but how many of us are willing to stick our hand out with something in it to give to somebody else? Man of God, listen, you already know me and you cool like that on Kingdom Collaboration. Let me know what you got going on so that we can keep abreast of the success and fruitfulness of your ministry. Call me if I take too long in calling you, and if you're ready to come back, we'll be more than happy and ready to have you come back and be with us. We pray God continue to use you, bless you, until he uses
you
up and then call you home so that you can have a servant's reward. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, good brother. Brother Reggie Campbell, y'all, on this fire gospel experience, doing what God called him to do. Woo, Lord.
Yes.
I love the people of God. I love what y'all do. I love how God just takes each and every one of us and uses us in such a very particular way that we are called to do those things that only you and I can do. We are made as individuals. Just like each person has different fingerprints, each person has a different specific calling. Everybody may have certain gifts that are the same. You might be in a group with preachers and teachers and apostles and ushers and helps, but you don't do it in the same way because God made us individually unique so that when we blend together, there is a new creation of giftedness and calling and ministry when we bring all of our gifts together collaboratively to the glory of God. Amen goes right there. Man of God, Reggie Campbell is in the house. And we're not through with that man of God yet. Don't you know that when you go a different way from the world, from even your old way of doing things, that God will supplement you with so much joy that you won't be able to help yourself. Reggie Campbell, let them know about this great joy that you have that the world didn't give you. Mm-mm. And guess what? The world can't take it away. It's a gift of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on, let's worship.
Come on, let's worship.
Come on, let's worship His holy name.
Holiness
is what I stand for, yeah.
Holiness
is what I need. For you promised to provide. Oh Lord, we wait on you.
Hello, I'm Pam Jones, CEO and founder of River and Word Magazine, The River Awards, and River Word Gospel Station, where you will hear the very best in gospel programs of spiritual discussions, conversations, and the most uplifting and anointed gospel artists and gospel music. Our network features every Monday Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Radio Show at 4 p.m. Central. Every Tuesday, Stephanie's Gospel Highway at 4 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Eastern. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. with Santoria Black. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, Let's Talk to the Lord with John Ross. And you can also catch it at 5 p.m. Eastern. At 6 p.m. Central, Central United Praise. Every Thursday, Blue Flame Moment with Clarissa Haddon Jackson at 4 p.m. Central. Weekend Praise Party at 6 p.m. again with Santoria Black. Every Friday at 11 a.m., Realizing My Best Life with Janice Peterson. At 3 p.m. at Central and 4 p.m. Eastern, Stephanie's Gospel Highway. At 6 p.m. Central, Urban Gospel Sounds with Orlando the Landlord. On Saturday at 12 noon, we cut up and chop up with Tony D's New Artist Profile. At 2 p.m. Central, The Covenant Keeper with apostle and author Darlene Thompson. And finally, on Sunday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fire Show with Ron Jefferson. River and Word in this gospel station is called by God to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're interested in more information regarding our different ministry platforms, you can contact me, Pam Jones, at 832-699-1533 or by email, therivermusic33@gmail.com, and you can find us at riverandword.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about the kingdom building. This is Pam Jones.
celebrate,
celebrate,
celebrate, celebrate,
celebrate,
celebrate, celebrate,
celebrate.
Celebrating our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, I sure do appreciate y'all. Celebrate me with this extended Christmas celebration right here on this fire gospel experience. Sounds of Woman of God, Terry Donald. I always say, if you're going to remake a song and it's a classic, go on and remake it another classic in your own version. And she did that. Terry Donald up in the house with some jazzy Christmas. I love it. I love it. I love it. As we continue to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ at this Christmas time. If you never receive a gift, if you don't have a Christmas tree up with lights and a wreath on your door, those are just extra things that have their beginnings in paganism. So some churches do them and some churches don't. It's a matter of conscience. But I'm not going to let the trappings of what some people celebrate Christmas holiday for and overshadow the true meaning of Christmas, which is the celebration of Christ. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's not in the Bible that we're required to do that. But listen to this. The Bible says that when you bring those necessary tithes, that there is an offering. So you can bring what's required, but the Bible says that you're just doing what's necessary. You're just doing the simple things that's required of you. How much of us are we willing to invest over and above what's just required? Does God just give us the things that require? Does God just give us the things that we need? Or are we blessed up top to get many things that we want according to the grace of our God? Out of his, according to his riches, not out of, but according to. And God says, all the silver and gold is mine. All the cattle on all of the hills belong to me. And God, he's got such a cool sense of humor. He says, if I was hungry, would I come to you? No. God wants to bless us in so many ways. And he's just looking to see how much we're willing to bless him by living a life of obedience and holiness and then being a vessel to bless others. Amen. Goes right there. Here is the Wilson family of Katie's singing classic gospel music as we just continue to celebrate our God, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We lift you up in high praise, and we come to adore you.
Oh, come, ye him.
Let us adore
him. Bow before
him.
Bow before the King of Kings.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Royce Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
to me. You mean the world to me.
Say it again. You mean the world to me. You mean the world to me. Sounds a woman of God. Treese Whitley up in the house with new music. That's my sister. That's my friend in Christ. She's doing great things. If you don't know, you need to know about Treese Whitley, because I promise you, she is a woman on the go. She is doing some great things, and she is a child of God that is just blessed like that. I promise you, she is. Lord Jesus, I know for a fact that this woman of God is doing great things. She is so into her own thing, her own radio station. She is owner at I Am Radio. She is the president at GI Washington, D.C. affiliate, as well as doing so many things in the community. We want to thank you, woman of God, Treese Whitley, for being such a cool, fruitful woman of God. You're tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. I promise you, we're going to bring you some word up information, because this is the portion of word up inspiration where you anointed and amazing people of God that bring a word of inspiration, of encouragement. You all sometime may need to grab us by our bootstraps and give us some real strong food of exhortation. This is Word of Inspiration, where you anointed people that share an oratory word to come in and bless us just like that. Amen. Goes right there. Listen, if you are so busy, sometimes our days just go by so busy, we don't have time always to meet this schedule here on this Fire Gospel Experience. But what I want you to do is, I want you to do what so many of my blessed people of God have done. They bring a word up inspiration through the recorded message on their cell phone. They just record that bad boy, 3 to 5 minutes, with some soft music in the background like you hear me playing right now, and let Holy Spirit God speak through you on that cell phone, record it, and send it to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And then we'll be able to receive what it is you have for us and be blessed the whole time. Here is a young man that I have come to respect so much. He's going to give you a word talking about the promises. He is the urban gospel rapper, man of God, EHA, the spiritual, talking about the promises of God. Amen.
Greetings, church. This is EHA, the spiritual. These are times of trials and testing of faith. We're to be observant of the times. No matter what happens, remember the promises of the Lord which he left for us in the Holy Scriptures. A few of those promises would be John 3:16, John 16:33, Romans 10:13, Psalms 31:24. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That was 2 Corinthians 7:1. Our Father's word is full of promises. Also, church, remember the Lord is with us before, during, and after this pandemic. Being cautious is a good thing, but rest assured that we don't have to be afraid. Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." So hold on to the many promises of the Lord and keep him in remembrance for the love and sacrifice he is. I'm not going to hold y'all long, but I pray that all my brothers and sisters remain, abide, and endure in Christ until the end. I will close with this, 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Yes, Lord. Thank you, man of God. EHA, the spiritual. You're talking about a spirit-filled, Bible-literate man of God. That is who he is right there, right there. And I'm just excited and happy to call him my kingdom brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he's a praying brother too. Oh, you didn't know?
Mm-hmm. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because they be the light. You're not witnessing if we've been in ashes. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because they be the light. You're not witnessing if we've been in ashes. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falters, your mission, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because they be the light. You're not witnessing if we've been in ashes. First off, who you thinking you is? Just because you be believing in God, you thinking you ain't gonna struggle. Second Timothy, second chapter, third verse. Keep it up in your brain, up in the world you can discover. Not their fault in doing hard, that's a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You know that it'll be far from over. It's an everyday battle, and now that we battle against the spiritual wickedness around and opposed. Fight in the flesh, never crippled the rest, they be making a mess, they be so evident that we all be selling a test, man. Obvious, apparent, pacifical, visual scriptures. All we gotta do is apply and wait for the miracle. And we gotta give 100% of our life, giving it all to Christ, just stand still. Cause the truth of the matter, he be coming back here. So try to get closer to him than you did last year. Everybody falls to your knees, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falls to your knees, but they got for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because he be the light. You're not witnessing if we've been in ass. Secondly, most definitely, the destiny of a fulfilled soldier. Coming through the eyes of the beholder, it gets older. Every step when you get in close, baptizing the people with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Some will reconsider though. We never know when they be a lost soul. Don't be the ones that we gotta reach, bro. So let it sip in slow. Then if it should have happened, that they die without accepting, then you knew that they know. And know what you see when you know what you do, what you doing, how you end up in here, your life ruined. Ain't nobody else gonna tell you, doing dirt on your life ain't nothing. End up in hell, you a failure. The world they be teaching the wrong thing. Got everybody puppets up on the string. It's nothing but truth, man. Even though we sin, we can still change. But if you don't repent and pray to the Lord, I hear the leak eternity, it's gonna be out of range. Everybody falls to your knees, everything I for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falls to your knees, everything I for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because he be the light. You're not witnessing if we get in ashes. Everybody falls to your knees, everything I for the day because we be full of sin. You wonder what's keeping us trapped in when nobody is paying attention to what's happening. People losing their souls to this madness. Everybody falls to your knees, everything I for the day because we be full of sin. Some of the Christians are crashing. Gotta keep your faith in the Christ because he be the light. You're not witnessing if we've been in ashes.
Do you guys say Merry Christmas?
Christmas holiday, the extended version right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We are celebrating our Lord Jesus today, tomorrow, until he comes back. I understand December 25th, but you know what? As everybody else puts up their trees and the lights and the wreath and all the gifts that they have just worn out by now, I'm sure we are still joyful with the same exuberance as if it was the first day of Christmas. We continue on to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, woman of God, Sheila Moore Piper, one of my all-time favorite sisters in Christ, doing her thing for Jesus. Amen. And amen goes right there. We are sharing for your spiritual intuitiveness as well as your dignified biblical insight and discovery in Christ from the book of Matthew, the second chapter. Verse 12 will be our scripture verse of focus, just to share a word, just to share some inspiration connecting the holidays with the holy days. The New International Version of this particular scripture verse, Matthew 2 and 12, says, "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way." It simply amazes me to see the cyclic behavior patterns of mankind. It seems like the more things stay the same, the more they change. And the more they change, the more they seem to stay the same as well. We can see the ironic semblances in how we come to mental conclusions. We have heard, seen, and possibly been guilty ourselves of having more affection developed for someone far away and them us than we do for those that are in our close proximity. Now, these magi, wise men from the east, have traveled far and wide, crossing treacherous and hazardous trails, highways, and pathways, preparing to face wildlife and men with wild criminal ideas to reach their destination. They continued their arduous journey following a great star, leading them to the one that they had heard prophesied, the coming King of the Jews, which was possibly foretold to them by the prophet Daniel during his captivity under King Nebuchadnezzar of the once great Babylonian Empire. Matthew 2 and 12 begins where our story unfolds. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." These men of science, astrology, numbers, philosophy, and mysticism journeyed for themselves, seeking truth and wisdom, stepping outside of their own established beliefs to receive more than what they already had. They've all, and we've all, experienced friends and associates that were more amiable to us than, and our endeavors, than those closer to us by blood and bond. These magi knew that truth could be obtained
and acknowledge, however, that they knew also it comes to those who are willing to invest beyond their own comfort zones, traditions, and peer pressure from society at large. Matthew 2, verse 3 says, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Who are these strange men from the east riding through our territory in numbers? It wasn't just three like many have heard, the three wise men. No, there was an army of these eastern men of mysticism, religion, astrology, numbers. And when he had gathered all the chief priests, talking about Herod, verse 4, and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Verse 5 says, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Now, if King Herod would have been an honorable man of faith, he would have known what the prophets had said about the Messiah. But he had bloodthirst on his mind, and he was all about evil being ruled by evil demonic forces. And that's why our Lord Jesus came, because our world is filled with evil demonic people in places of authority, and people in our own neighborhood living under the cloak of darkness, being governed and led by evil influence. He is the light of the world, and we are celebrating the birth of that light, our Lord Jesus coming to save, to rescue, to redeem, to refresh, to restore his people into what he would have us to be. Amen. Goes right there. You tune in to Fire the Gospel Experience as we experience our extended version of Christmas and beyond. We celebrate you, God, because you are worthy. Here's man of God, David Pulley, and the Epoch House Ensemble giving you worthy praise, my God.
To die for my redemption.
worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Sounds of Man of God, David Pulley and Epoch House Ensemble. Thank you, Man of God, Jason Nation. You have supported us from the very beginning, and you have blessed us with so many anointed gospel artists. We pray your strength in the Lord to continue to keep doing what you're doing, to mentor, to guide, and to oversee the careers of those anointed people of God that sing God's praises. We are talking about a different way from Matthew. The second chapter, verse 12, is our scripture verse of focus. And we just left verse 6 of Matthew 2, and it says, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. However, be wise, you truth seekers, where our energies will draw us forward. Be prepared, because there will be equally opposing and adversarial forces moving against you and I. They congregate, always feeling false confidence in their so-called strength in numbers. It's the content of the characters of this world, seen and unseen, that we live in." Matthew 2 and 7 says, "Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the child." Like he want to go and be a worshiper as well. Listen, he sent to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Verse 9 says, when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. So coy, so sneaky, like the slithering snake in the garden. Privately, King Herod and other evildoers will plot and employ tactics that will only result in no weapon formed against us shall prosper, says the prophet Isaiah, verse chapter 54, verse 17. They, listen, will even appear to be religious people and walk, talk, shout, and even sing like everyone else in the congregation. However, Isaiah 29 and 13 says, "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." I mean, they got it wrong. But when the truth seekers arrive at our place of destination, which is worship, verse 10 says, "When they saw the stars, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." Verse 11, "And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their gifts, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh." Now, no longer was our Lord Jesus a babe in a manger, but in a house. When the troop of magi men arrived, many say the three wise men due to the three gifts. These wise men knew traveling those great distances that they did required the protection of an army, which they had and which they themselves were. Gold, which is the most fit gift for an earthly king. Frankincense requires and represents the component of holiness, just as the incense burned in the tent when the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, as well as the house of God that Solomon built, and myrrh, representing the appropriate drink for those dying. Verse 12 says, "And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way." Amen. They went a different way, y'all. So having accomplished their mission, God continues to speak through dreams which they could trust, as they knew he was also the source of the bright shining star guiding them. So there was no need to divert to their own wisdom as well as us. but continuing to follow God, even when it is another way we think, process, or suppose. Because, listen, we as the justified people by God live by faith and not by sight. So says 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Amen and amen and amen. Let us be about the business of seeking a different way, another way, to make sure that this is the way of the Lord. We have no problem making any and all of the necessary changes that God requires. Amen and amen goes right there. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Well, we are just going to praise God. We're just going to let God have his way, celebrating our Christmas holiday, the extended version, because that's what we people of God do. We don't worry about no specific date. We know that the world celebrates December the 25th, and then ready to move on to the next holiday a week later, New Year's. Yay! But listen, we believers in Christ, we make sure that we give God his just and praise every day. So here we are, saints of God, people of God, celebrating Christmas all over again with Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Here's Lamethia Reed Guy singing about, "You shall name the child Emmanuel," which means being interpreted, God with us. Bless your name, God. We give you high praise as we celebrate you in all the beauty of who you are. Amen and amen. I just feel that spirit of Christmas coming all over me, all over again, y'all. I just celebrating our God in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Let's get some old school gospel music. Y'all know that eventually I had to take y'all there, because that's part of my roots. Y'all know that I was going to eventually take y'all to church with some of that good old gospel music. Y'all know how I do. I can't help myself. I don't even try no more. I just let God have his way and watch how God just does what he does. Amen. Goes right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Listen, Father God, we adore you. We give you high praise, dear God. We thank you for all of the love and affection that you give us throughout the year. Every day, dear God, we see your hand of goodness, your hand of grace, and your hand of mercy resting on us. And we cannot help but be drawn further into your loving arms. Thank you, my God. Like man of God, Reggie Campbell said, we appreciate you, how you just take us into your arms and love us even more than we deserve. Thank you, Father God. We love you, dear God. Have your way and search my heart. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit God, amen, amen, amen.
Fire, yeah. It should not be.
me, Lord. Please feel free to search me. Sounds of gospel group, traditional gospel group, joyful sound. Search my heart. And before that, you heard from woman of God, Lametha Reed Guy, singing about Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Being interpreted is God with us. Thank you, man of God, over at Edmondson Communications for continued support this fire gospel experience and sending that anointed gospel music with those anointed gospel artists. Amen, amen. Here is Ibe Ogeni with At Christmas Time, celebrating our Christmas, our Lord, right here on this fire gospel experience. The extended version of Christmas. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's that time of year again. Party lights every lane. People rushing about in the chaos of Christmas rush. It's that time of year again. Grabbing gifts for friends and family. Most of all, we're hoping to love and be loved. Ooh. Mm-hmm. But it's here to stop.
Joy goes to the world For those that receive the precious gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is nothing but joy and gladness. Yes, there will be trials. Yes, there will be testings. There will be tribulations. But don't you know that only going through these things is what matures the faith process that God requires us to have so that we can be strong men and women, boys and girls of faith, not letting any adversity that comes against us to overwhelm us, to defeat us. God allows just enough trouble, trials, and temptations so that we will lean on him, trust in his word, and let Holy Spirit God guide us. I want to thank my special guest, man of God, Reggie Campbell, for coming in with such a heartfelt spirit of praise in his ministry and blessing us. And also, I want to thank man of God, EHA, the spiritual forgiveness that recorded inspirational word up. I want to leave y'all with one final thought. The difference between knowing and thinking you know is a whole nother world, documentary and reality apart. Amen. Goes right there. So until next time, I'll leave you in the hands of man of God, William T. Starrs, taking this gospel to the street with urban music, letting you know you can't have it. Talking about the joy that God gave me, you can't have it and you can't take it away. So until next time, y'all be blessed, Lord. Keep me in your prayers, you in mine. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back. And I appreciate all the love. Bless y'all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Messiah, our Deliverer. He does it all for those in need. Amen. Goes right there.
Dollars like it's days of Christmas, I ain't missing no commas. We up on the 12th day, I'm trying to vacay with my bae in the Bahamas. On day 11, we gon' party in Peru and parting ways with all the drama. No drama on day 10, I just spent a fortune like a wheel spin. Nine haters hating, we gon' still win. Cause I ate the bread and drink the blood of communion. Seven candles burning, six figure earning. Five fiscal years, fourth quarter, made a killing. Throw the temple down in 3 days. Watch them raise it up and make a new beginning. Way too blessed how I'm living to let anyone of y'all try to take this joy that I've been given. Free over here, we lead them struggles over there. Can't let you have what he's given me, and you just can't buy what he did for me. Ain't nothing you do worth my sanity. Tell Santa we turn for humanity. Slide through in the lay sled. We about to paint the town red. Take the halls, wreck the malls, get the bag, blow it all, then put the kids to bed. Cause joy coming in the morn. Cause the night of King is born. It's a celebration going on. William Starrs, Maxine Jones.
Shadow bill, 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 shadow bill